Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apologies, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Last week in our study of 2 Timothy chapter 2, we were taught that one of the hardest problems for a Christian to overcome in his ministry is himself. Let's continue with that thought today.
And now, here is our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Let me also say this. God has given me so many folks who love God and has given them to us. And those folks are a blessing, and I really treasure many of the memories that I have from back then. And let me take you one step further. Some of those people that said those things are my friends. And we have a good relationship with several of those today. And I praise God for that, those that stayed and stood with us. Praise the Lord. That is such a good thing. But understand, when we're in this, I've laid all that out to say, when we're in this, we can't fight the same way the world fights. In 2 Corinthians 10, verses 3 and 4, it says, "For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds." So, as long as we remain in this world, we can never, never, never lay aside the armor of God and say, all my enemies are now conquered. Anybody that does that is just on the brink of a fall. But we do need to recognize our weaponry. Let's think about it. Matthew 5:44. From the very words of Jesus, what are our weapons? Love your enemies. The weapon of love. Secondly, the weapon of bless them. Bless them that curse you. It's not blast them, it's bless them. Number three, do good to them that hate you. And the fourth weapon, pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. And I'll tell you that probably one of the hardest things that I had as a young preacher were lies, people just telling an out and out lie about you that were supposed to be God's people. I don't know how it was justified in their minds. I wouldn't even begin to start. But I can tell you this. I'm still here. God is still using me. And as long as I don't get in Andy Bloom's flesh, but walk in God's Spirit, He will do it. Listen. God does things for anybody, not Andy Bloom or anybody else you may hear on this radio station. God does things in and through them as long as those men will not allow themselves to get in the way of the work of God. The biggest problem I have in ministry are not those people that I've just shared with you that shared some of those things, said some of those things, did some of those things. No, the biggest problem I have in ministry is with Andy Bloom. That old scoundrel, he messes up so often, and our great God is so gracious and puts up with him. So my beloved friends, and especially you pastors out there, don't complain if you must endure hardness. if you feel like complaining, complain only that too often I fail in the crucible of trial. And I fail to endure hardness. Being a soldier means self-sacrifice, endurance, discipline, vigilance, obedience, loyalty, cooperation with fellow soldiers. My friend, you're not surrounded with luxury in a battle. Don't look for ease and pleasure, the ease and pleasures of the world, when you're in the midst of Christian service and battle. It's just not there. And I hope you that listen to us, you're listening today, or those that listen to us on a regular basis, and you've listened over these last couple of days to some of these things that we've just said. And you say, how in the world? I hope that it helps you. Hope that it helps you to know how to pray for your pastor. Support him with your prayers. Encourage him with your words and your prayers and little notes, and let him know that you love him and care for him. You know, some of you out there have, you're a part of a church and, boy, pastor's struggling, has a family maybe, other things. Maybe there's something you could do to help him. Maybe you don't know what you could do to help him. So you could just go out and buy a little gift card. It might be a $25, $50 gift card. You know, it may be a gift card to a place, to a restaurant. It may be just one of those Visa gift cards where they can spend it anywhere they want. But let them know that you appreciate them and pray for them, knowing that they are the objects of Satan's attack. If they preach the word, they walk with God, and they live holily. They are under attack. The soldier has no time for self-pity. In the hour of disappointment, he must remember this implicitly. Others have suffered too. Do you remember 2 Timothy 3:12? Yea. And all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall what? Suffer persecution. By the way, that's not just the preacher. That's all that will live godly. You'll live your life in a holy manner. And like, godly, who takes the word, that's to be godly. To be godlike is to take the gospel, to take the word to others. To speak against sin, to speak for righteousness. That is godly. They'll suffer persecution. Think of Jesus' own words. Now, this is from the very lips of Jesus in John 15, verses 18 through 21. Now, let me start in verse 17, just because I like it. Okay. These things I commanded you, that you love one another. Why would Jesus command us that? One thing he knows is that the best way Satan divided a church is to have people not love each other. A house divided falls, Jesus taught us. So he says, this is a command to you. Love one another. If the world hate you, ye know that it hated me before it hated you. If ye were of the world would love his own. But because you're not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world. Therefore, the world hateth you. Remember the word that I said unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted me, they'll also persecute you. If they have kept my saying, they'll keep yours also. But all these things will they do unto you, for my name's sake, because they know not him that sent me. Chapter 16, verse 2, they shall put you out of the synagogues, yea, the time cometh that whosoever killeth you will think that he doeth God service. So, my friend, please understand that many times people that are attacking you think that they are doing the work of God. When you're standing for holiness and for righteousness, standing as you ought to stand, they'll do it. Look, I've had folks leave the church, say, Pastor, I agree with everything you say, but it just irks me that you're the one saying it. I actually had one say that, a man that actually has a earned medical doctorate. And yet, what did he do? He went to a liberal church. And so, there are people that be out there that will do things like that. They'll oppose you. They'll not only oppose you, they'll say things to others about you. Just stand. Just stand for the Lord. Stand on the doctrine. Stand on the firm foundation of Christ. Stay true to the Word. And when everything looks bleak, let God work it out. Don't measure your ministry on numerical results. One man witnesses to 1,000 people, and 100 get saved. Another man witnesses to 1,000 people, one gets saved. We say, well, the other guy was a better man. No, that's not necessarily it. Let me give you an example. The first time Jesus preached to one crowd that was numbered, it was 5,000. The second time he preaches, boy, they lost 20%. It was 4,000. We see he sent out just the 70, and we see him with 12, then 11, and in the garden, all forsook him. By man's standards, 5,000 to zero, he's a failure. By man's standards, Noah preaches to 8 people. Or should have 8 people saved that are on the ark with him. That's only in his family. Nobody else is to get on the ark with him. Now, that 120 years that Noah preached, there could have been people who got saved and then died before the floods came. But we do know that anybody that was alive when they started to come, except for those 8, were not saved. Is Noah a failure? Is Jesus a failure? Yet Noah's name is in the Lamb's Book of Life. And in the Face Hall of Fame in Hebrews chapter 11. So my friend, please understand that the local church, as it goes out into the world, is led by a pastor. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No break. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.